Okay, so you want to tell us a little bit about the newest addition to the Blackwell series?
Sure. It is called the Blackwell Epiphany, and it is the last game in the series. It is about, basically, Rosa and Joey are finding out that ghosts, they try to save a ghost, and they see the ghost just gets completely destroyed, gets ripped apart, the actual soul gets destroyed. Obviously, this is not a good thing. It's not just saving, not just helping ghosts move on, it's actually saving the ghosts themselves. So they're looking into how and why this is happening and are going to try to stop it. And it ties into a lot of the stories of the previous games, and I hope brings it all to a nice conclusion. The game is much bigger than than the other ones. If you talk in terms of pure locations, the other games are about like 40 to 50 locations. This one is almost 80, so it's at least double the size in terms of pure locations. Visually, we're putting a lot more effort into the atmosphere and design of it. It takes place in winter, a lot of exteriors. I always found it funny that a lot of reviews talk about Blackwell and talk about how it shows off the city and all these things, and which I always found funny because most of the games took place inside, but I made a point of making a lot of this game take place outside. And it takes place in the winter, so that's kind of a dick move, but whatever. sorry, Rosa. So, yeah, it's visually a lot more atmospheric, much bigger. I've got a voice casting director this time around, who's Shelley Chenoy, who played Sayuri in Gemini Rouge. She runs a voice acting class, and she's hooking me up with a lot of her students. So I'm looking forward to this being one of like the best voice acted games we've done.
Hey, you've been working on the series for quite some time. How does it feel to have it all come to a head and complete itself?
Well, it's not just I started the first Blackwell game in 2006, but I also had it in various forms since about 2002. I came up, there was a freeware game that was sort of the precursor to Blackwell. I wrote in about 2003. I wrote there a short story that kind of kickstarted the whole idea in 2002 or 2001. So it's been in my head in some way or form for over a decade now. So, yeah, it kind of feels weird to say goodbye to it. It also feels good because I want to move on to other things. I feel like I cut my teeth on it. I learned a lot of my lessons with it. I made a lot of mistakes, I think, over the course of making it. I learned a lot from it. Each installment is always significantly better than the last one, I feel. So I think I could keep this going indefinitely. It could just be a spook of the week and just keep it going, but I think it's time to finally finish it, put a ribbon on it, and call it done. So
what do you really want to work on now that this is over?
Well, I want to get do something a little bit bigger. I think the biggest complaint people have of our games is that they're too short. So I want to try to do something a little bit more epic, something more sci-fi or urban fantasy. I have some ideas, and the problem is choosing which one to do. And then sticking with it until the end. So that's kind of where I want to go next. I have a sci-fi idea and an urban fantasy idea, and I want to do something a little bit bigger, maybe move beyond the point-and-click tropes, incorporate some RPG elements, that kind of thing. There's a lot of things I'd like to do. So right now I can't really think beyond the end of Blackwell because it's kind of consuming my life at the moment.
For the people that have played all the other games, when they first pop in this one, what do you think is going to be the first thing that catches their eye?
I think the first thing they'll notice is that it's got a lot more atmosphere than the other ones. The first screen is like them on a street. It's just snowy. It's cold. She's in a trench coat, you know, which my wife always jokes that Rosa and Epiphany is probably the most covered up female in gaming history because she's wearing a trench coat, earmuffs, gloves, boots. All you see is her face and that's it. And her hair. But I think it'll be, it's just atmospherically a lot stronger than the other ones. The other Blackwell games, I never really put much effort into the visuals at all. This time, I am. So I'm hoping that comes across.